Diamond Talk, the Texas Rangers postgame show. Tonight after the game, live from Humperdinck's near Ameriquest Field in Arlington. And on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we're getting going for today. Big Dick Hunter is going to be at Shepler's. That's on LBJ at Town East out in Mesquite. He will be there this Saturday from noon until 2. He'll have a couple of very, very foxy ticket chicks out there. And he will be out there for Justin Boots. Now, Shepler's, in case you don't know, is a big Western wear emporium.
By the way, I went down to the sales side runs and filed a protest on this appearance.
Why?
But shouldn't I be at that appearance?
Well,
I mean, shouldn't I be at that appearance? Seriously. I mean, I'm a guy that I shop at Shepler's a lot.
I thought you distanced from all that now.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, I should do that. I filed a protest. And guess whose account it is?
Whose?
Danny Lowry. I mean, who would Shepler's rather have there? Me? A guy like me that actually wears Western clothes? Or a guy with 9 colors in his hair?
Well, certainly not him.
Right. So I filed a protest.
Anyway, he'll be there Saturday, the 22nd of May, which is this Saturday from noon until 2. So check out Big Dick Hunter at Shepler's in Mesquite. Well, we have had a notable death in this world. The death of Tony Randall has been made known to us. He passed on to the next plane at the age of 84. And with more on the career of Tony Randall, here's Cobra.
Thank you, Mike. I don't know why I'm contributing to Tony Randall's segment. He's one of your contemporaries.
No, not really.
Yeah, more than me. He's 70 years older than me.
No.
Let's see.
So you're 14?
He had pneumonia.
So you're 14 years old?
Yes. He had heart bypass surgery this past December, but the creepiest thing about him is that he was married to the same woman for 50 years, Florence Gibbs, until she died in 1992.
I swear, I always thought he was gay. Forever.
Then he married Heather Harlan, an intern at the National Actors Theater, who was 50 years his junior.
She got applauded for that.
She is my age.
How cartoonish is that?
He is survived by her and their two children.
And one of them's like 7 or 8 years old.
Julius, 7, and Jefferson, 5.
So at the age of 79, he brought baby into this world, huh?
He never had any more kids.
So he and his wife of 50 years didn't have any kids?
Yeah. He says he is survived by Harlan and their two children. That's it. Unless his kids from Florence Gibbs.
Oh, they'd list those in an obit.
No. Didn't have any. I guess maybe she was all dried up or something.
Well, she might have been at the end, but I guarantee you when they first got married, she wasn't.
Well, I mean, infertile.
Oh, maybe.
That's what all dried up means.
Can you come up with another way to put that?
I don't know. All right, so he did The Odd Couple.
He's a guy we left out. When we started talking about sitcom characters the other day, he's a guy we left out. Because I think Felix Unger, I think that's a top tenner.
I think I've seen every Odd Couple. I think I saw every one of those.
What do you think, Ron's top 10? Felix Unger?
Don't know. Haven't seen one episode.
No, that's surprising.
It ran from 70 to 75. You never saw any of The Odd Couple? I can't believe I've seen more of these TV shows that were of your generation than you have. It's so bizarre.
God, yeah, I know. It is bizarre.
And that is such a TV show that you'd love, Ron's.
Oh, well, my God.
You'd
about
love
a
this.
Sports writer?
I mean, Oscar Madison was a sports writer, and he was always going to Mets games.
And they're always incorporated, like all these famous athletes
always.
In the show. It ran from 70 to 75.
Guess who was a guest star on there one time? Don Clendenin.
Is that right?
He was on there. I mean, he and Oscar went to a bar one night. He and Don Clendenin.
It ran from 70 to 75, and he won an Emmy for Best Actor in 1975 after the series was canceled. And his acceptance speech was, "I'm so happy I won. Now if I only had a job."
Used to love him when he'd go on the Johnny Carson show.
Was he funny? He was on Letterman a lot. Always he did a lot funny. Of walk-ons on Always Letterman funny. Here in the last 10 years. Like, it was a standard punchline. I guarantee you, tonight, Letterman does something special for Tony Randall.
He was also a pretty good actor. He was in a great movie called Will Success Spoil Rock Hunter? That was a funny movie with Jane Mansfield. But he was kind of a minor actor in the 60s.
He starred in four other TV series, One Man's Family from 50 to 52, Mr. Peepers from 52 to 55. And he had a show called The Tony Randall Show from 76 to 78. I don't remember that at all. And Love, Sydney from 81 to 83, which featured him playing a homosexual, making him one of the first to portray an actively gay character on a network
show. I
swear,
I always thought he was gay. I never knew he was married for 50 years.
Here's a fax from Doug Sanders, not the golfer, or an email from Doug Sanders. Should we roll with this?
Sure. Should the golfers?
A few notes from the death of actor Tony Randall. Last words were, I can't believe I didn't outlive that cancer-riddled Jack Klugman. Father and child at 79, as Rhines can attest, when you get that old, you shouldn't be changing diapers, you should be wearing them. Got too old, in his new apartment in heaven, he'll be trying to score with Estee Lauder and Marge Schott. 30-year-old wife finally gets to cash in her Anna Nicole Smith chips.
By the way, have you seen Anna Nicole Smith lately?
No, I'm looking to.
Oh, I saw a picture of her over the weekend. Unbelievable. I mean, she's smaller than she was when she was in the Guess Act.
Wow.
Randall held the title of gayest celeb since the death of Larry Linville 10 years ago. Who's that?
That was Major Frank Burns on MASH.
Oh.
So, when he married this lady, when they started dating, he was 77 and she was 27? No, I'm sorry.
Well, your math is really screwed up today.
75 and 25.
She's how old now?
She's my age.
Which is what? 37?
34.
Hmm.
50 years difference.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they
okay, then she was 27.
But it was 75 and 25 when they started dating. He started seeing her when he was 75.
And she was 25. That means that he was old enough to be her great-grandfather.
Yep. How do you go about...
What is in that for her?
Just initiating conversation with a 25-year-old if you're 75.
Do I need to go through this?
Hey, don't ask me. I'm lost at the Barley House.
Well, you are.
They had a girl that was 25 that didn't want to work. She wanted to be with somebody famous, and that's who came along.
Is he rich?
Oh, my God, is he rich. I think he was one of the producers on The Odd Couple.
And Mr. Peepers?
I don't know about Mr. Peepers.
His real name is Leonard Rosenberg. All right, why would he change his name? What's wrong with Leonard Rosenberg? Why did all those old-time actors change their names?
Because they didn't want a Jewish name, because there was a lot of
anti-Semitism
right.
around back then.
Exactly, so they changed their name.
They didn't want to, they didn't want to just wear their Jewishness on their sleeve.
Because a lot of people in the Midwest and the South, I mean, they didn't like that, so they had to change their name.
Now, so that Shogun a comic would stay with it.
A small private school in the Midwest.
All right, so he was a guest star on variety shows, including the Flip Wilson Show. Did you ever watch that?
No.
Sonny and Cher, he was on there a bunch. He made more appearances on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson than any other actor.
But not any other person, because that belongs to David Brenner.
He was also a frequent visitor on Letterman. He made 104 appearances on Letterman's show.
What's going on in there?
You know, a lot of times, you know what he would do? If he was bored and didn't have anything to do, he'd just go in there and say, hey, I'm here. And they'd work him in.
Kind of like Gordon.
Letterman says he appeared on our
When's
show.
When's the guy's
time?
Night out?
When's the last time he did anything?
What's kind of like him at Guy's Night Out?
Letterman said he appeared on our show over 100 times. Whenever we needed a big laugh, we would bring in Tony. He always made us better for having worked with him.
Tony.
We miss him very much. I'm going to watch it tonight. I bet you Letterman does something special.
Well, the great Tony Randall.
He'll be missed.
He will be missed.
All right, coming up next, we'll look at what's going on in the association tonight here on The Ticket.